Om Shanti, everyone. I'm going to talk about spiritual wisdom and how it helps me. At this time of coronavirus, there's so much uncertainty, fear and anxiety that a dose of spiritual wisdom in our lives can not only help us directly, but help us to help those who are around us in that state of fear. There are three things about using wisdom in our practical lives that I'd like to talk about. The first is that it should be simple. To understand, have deep and subtle implications. The second is it should be easy to apply. And the third is that it should help me balance out the different aspects of my life. When I first came to Brahma Kumaris in 1975, I was so relieved to find that these three aspects were so available for me. The basic knowledge was simple. I'm a soul. I have a body through which I play my different roles. It's my instrument of both expression and experience. I'm involved in an unlimited play, which also has simple rules. Whatever I do, I get the return of that. And my present situation is based on whatever I thought, said, and did in the past. And my future is something I have to construct or create based on the way I behave now. The source of spiritual power is the one God, is the father of all souls of all religions, and I can get that power by having a loving connection with him. That was the essence for me. And at this moment, the practice of soul consciousness, being the soul acting through the body, helps to take me beyond all of the confusion that's going on at the moment. I can become lovingly detached and really send out vibrations of compassion for those who are suffering either health-wise, finance-wise, or socially. From the beginning of my practice, armed with these simple concepts, I became fascinated by the ease of their applicability. I found that I could go beyond my persona and perceive the limitations around my thinking. And I discovered that much of what I had thought was just a set of frozen beliefs that looked great in theory but were not practical. And in the light of these newfound truths, I could easily see what was real and what was not, how much was my own or someone else's invention. Even though it hasn't happened much, there have been times when I've spent the night tossing and turning in the horns of some dilemma. But through meditation and the spiritual wisdom that comes with it, I've been able to recognize the sorts of patterns that form inside me. And I can distinguish between the voices that come from my past or the opinions of others and even their emotional blackmail that sometimes people put. I can have the clarity to separate what's true from what is only apparently true. I understand how wisdom is about the amount of time it takes me to respond correctly to an unexpected situation. Meditation helps me put a few seconds between what happens and my reaction so that I don't express things that I later regret. Now, I often feel that wisdom can be measured by the time that it takes me to respond properly to an unexpected circumstance, to become comfortable in an uncomfortable situation. If it takes a long time, it means that I'm less wise. And if I can't adjust or accommodate at all, it means I have no wisdom. But if I can quickly appreciate the different factors and the influences in a situation and organize my response in the best possible manner, it means that I am becoming wiser. This is what spiritual wisdom is all about, actually. Not only the meditation practice, but the deep understanding of the rules of the game of life help me to both organize my responses and dance with the situations according to the music that's being played. The third aspect is by understanding these simple things and the practice of meditation, I'm able to keep balance while going about my activities. This is the real wisdom. I've been able to introduce, for example, meaningful pauses throughout the day that can help me meet the requirements of the situation, organize the traffic of my thinking. When I understand the simple analogy of the inner being having a charge like a battery, then I naturally become concerned about how to charge myself when I need, how to connect up with the power source who's God. So I begin the day with meditation, and I stop at different times during the day, go into that deep state, and before going to bed at night, also make sure that everything's just flowing nicely. This brings such a wonderful balance. Nothing that runs on a battery can go on without stopping for a charge now and then. And I've learned that the first thoughts of the day become the foundation of my inner state for the whole day. But also need to pause from time to time in order to check the traffic of my thoughts and feelings. This is a fantastic benefit. I found that the practice of stopping for 1 minute every hour actually has two results. I can retain a sense of balance throughout the day by making sure that doing and being are actually helping each other. The 1 minute of peaceful and conscious pause makes the other 59 minutes much more productive and useful. And I end up doing less and getting more done. Such a paradox. But that's what spiritual wisdom brings. In essence, these simple concepts and the practice of easy Raj Yoga meditation have always been helping me to face any circumstance that the play of life is able to bring in front of me. With the help of understanding that God has given me, together with the power that He brings me in meditation, I am able to get through almost any situation, even the most drastic. For example, a few years ago, I was in Santiago in Chile, and there was an earthquake in the middle of a talk I was giving. Just imagine, it wasn't a tremor, it was an earthquake. Immediately, all of the wisdom and the spiritual power that I had accumulated over time was present in me. And I just thought, oh, an earthquake is happening. Let me just adjust. And I was able to. Some people didn't go into a state of panic, and I asked them why not. They said because we're in a wooden building. Everyone else ran out, but they stayed sitting. In an earthquake, wooden buildings normally stay standing. Brick ones don't. So I thought, wow, this is pretty practical wisdom. But at the same time, I was able to adjust immediately. So definitely I attribute that to the practice of Raj Yoga meditation. Thanks for listening.